Today we come close to the end of the shortest Advent that's possible, with Christmas falling on a Monday. But we still have time for the fourth homily in our Advent series, as we're looking at ways that we can clean out the manger of our heart and put in fresh straw, so that we can be prepared to welcome Christ. One of the key elements in the gospel today is humility, the humility of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so the theme that I wanted to look at today is cleaning out any pride from within our hearts and replacing that with the straw of humility. And when we talk about pride, we're not talking about being proud of someone for their accomplishments, you know, someone we care about. You know, we're talking about the sin of pride. And pride can take a lot of different forms, and it's not as easy to recognize as a lot of sins are. You know, if someone gets angry and starts cussing, it's pretty easy for them to recognize that they've committed a sin. But pride is a little harder to detect, and so we have to be more on guard against it. But pride is something that affects us no matter what level of the spiritual life we're at. So we always have to be on guard against pride. The root of pride can come from one of two sources. And the first of those is placing ourselves as our own first principle. And what does that mean? It means I'm in charge. I determine what's right and wrong. I determine what's true or what's good. Nobody else is going to tell me what to do. I serve no one except myself. That's one place where pride can come from. And that can be explicit. You know, sometimes people will just say that. But often it's implicit. You know, we might not say that or admit to it, but there might be that type of thinking within us. The second place we can find pride is looking at our end, the purpose for which we do things. I want to be praised. I want to be rich. I want to be comfortable. I want to be entertained. I want power over other people, rather than doing things for the glory of God. And so those are two of the places where pride can be rooted. But there's a lot of different symptoms for pride and ways that it can be revealed within us. You know, one way is if we don't like to be corrected, when really we should be grateful if someone corrects us and shows us, you know, something that we're doing that's wrong. Or if we always have to be right. Or if we always have to be in control of a situation. Or if we think that we're better than other people. Or we can always do a better job than what they're doing. Or I know better than anybody else how to do this. Or if we always want recognition for what we're doing. Like, everybody needs to see me do this and praise me for what I've done. Or another way that pride can be shown is if we ignore or downplay our own faults and think, well, I'm a really, really good person. I don't commit sin. I'm doing pretty well. When really, we're not. We all have flaws. Or we might fixate on the flaws of others while we ignore our own flaws. And so there's many, many different ways, but those are just some examples of ways that pride can show itself. Humility is the opposite of pride. Humility leads us to recognize that God is our first principle. He created us. He created all things. His law is what gives order and goodness to our lives. And so he is rightfully our Lord. So if we allow him to reign over us, that's the virtue of humility. And humility leads us to do things ultimately not for ourselves, but for the honor and glory of God. You know, our gifts and accomplishments should be for his glory. You know, how can we take credit for things that are his gifts? You know, if we think about someone who's a great athlete or someone who's very intelligent, well, did we make ourselves that way? No, God made us that way. He's the one who gave us those gifts. And maybe we have to work at certain things. We might have to work at something to be a good athlete, but it's God who gave us the desire to and the ability to work at those things. And so, you know, we shouldn't be taking credit for things that are ultimately gifts from God. And so we should be giving glory and honor to God. Our families and our family life should be directed towards giving the honor and glory to God and not to ourselves. When we look at the Blessed Virgin Mary in today's gospel, her response to the angel shows us perfect humility. She said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." That means she is the servant of God. "Let it be done unto me according to your word." Whatever the Lord asked of her, she was ready to do it because she was completely conformed to the will of God. She allowed God to be her master in every way. And if we read on in chapter 1 of Luke, we hear the prayer that Mary says, the Magnificat, after this happens. In the first line of that prayer, she says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." She didn't say, "Well, look at how great I am. I'm the mother of God. I have this great honor." The deepest desire in her heart was to honor and glorify God. And so she gave him the glory. Pride is an element in every sin that we commit. Any sin. So if we just take one example, looking at somebody with lust. That is a sin of lust, that's sinful, but there's an element of pride in it. Because we're putting our own desire for pleasure above the dignity and the purity and the holiness of the other person. And so that's pride. And we're also putting our own desire for lust above God's law because we're violating his law. So every sin has an element of pride in it. But humility then will help to uproot any sin. So if we're struggling with a sin, if there's something that we just haven't been able to overcome, then humility might be a good tactic to build humility, and that'll uproot any other sin that's within us. And so, if we recognize pride in ourselves, pray an act of contrition as soon as possible. And we should take that to confession. And any other sins that we confess, we can probably confess pride with them too, because we can think, well, what element of pride is there in whatever other sins we've committed? But then when we confess pride, we can give a short descriptor, because pride is pretty general. And we can say, "I've committed pride by seeking affirmation and praise from others in what I do." Or, "I've committed pride because I look down on others." Or, "I reject moral teachings of God." So that can help to highlight what it is we're struggling with and help us to root out that temptation. And so as we approach Christmas, I encourage us to clear out any pride from the manger and replace that with the straw of humility within our own hearts, so that our hearts can be humble mangers like Our Lady's heart was as she received Christ. And a good meditation for us, perhaps, as we prepare for Christmas to think about, and one that'll help build humility, is to think about how that child who was born in Bethlehem is the creator of all things. All that is good, all that is true and honorable in our lives comes from him. The charity within our families, forgiveness of others, patience, generosity, truth, justice, everything that's good in our lives and around us is from the Lord. And so he's the one who deserves the glory and honor for everything that's true and good and honorable in our lives.